Hello everybody, welcome back to Mindlessful. I know I haven't had an episode out in a little while. I have recorded two, and then they deleted or something happened and I just was like, all right, not meant to be. But yeah, here we are, and sure look, this might decide to evaporate into thin air again, or it may be like, let's go out into the universe, into the ethers. So we'll see. But I wanted to talk about children and how I've shared, since I've started this, I've shared tools for adults, meditation, journaling, lots of different things. If you're new, go back and listen. There's loads, there's an abundance of stuff on this podcast. And something that is coming through really, really, really strong for me is about getting this work down to our kiddies, you know, to the children, the younger the better, the teenagers. And I think it was last year, I kept hearing Whitney Houston's song, and I'd be in the car and I would hear it and I'd be closing my eyes and I kept seeing children, children, children. And it was like, it's really important, Kira, you know, that we give the children who might be sensitive or in tune with energy or just struggling, you know, because it can be hard to be a teenager now or a child. There's a lot of things going on. And Whitney Houston's song, like, used to just play in my head like a jukebox. I believe the children are our teachers. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. And they were the main lyrics that got me. And I feel that children are our teachers. Like, they know, like, if we listen to all the to the children, like, they have a bigger awareness than most of us, because, you know, their soul has came here and they're not as conditioned as us. But I suppose what often happens is they have to fit into our world. And especially if you're neurodivergent now or you're any bit different, you know, once you go to school, it can be very difficult for a child who, you know, is sensitive or who, you know, needs different things, you know, for everyone to have to go into school. And I suppose it's the same system for everyone. And I know, you know, we have got way better at bringing things in and, you know, adapting things, but we still have a long way to go. And I know there's lots of amazing moms and maybe a few dads. I know it's more women that listen to this, and teachers. And I think it's so important to just remind any child that you come into contact with how amazing they are. Like, praise, praise, praise. Give them a bit of magic. My friend's daughter thinks I'm daft. Like, whenever I see her, like, I do be like, oh, I flew here on my magic carpet, on my magic wand, my unicorn. And I met her recently and she was with someone else and I started on about magic. She was like, I told you she was going to talk about magic. But I think they're like little sponges, and, like, you know, their job, a child's job, is to be a child. You know, they learn through play. And, you know, I know now with technology and there's so many things. So just reminding them, and, you know, people cross our path at the right time. And I went up to Galway today and I met this lady. I've read two of her books, and one of her books is how to support the sensitive child. I don't think I've said that right. I can't remember the name of it, but it's given the sensitive child tools, and also discussing what it means to be sensitive. And it's an amazing book. And I met her and I was like, oh my God. She said, Kira, I really want, this to get into other places, you know, for people to hear this so they can then give these tools to their child. And I was like, do you want to come on my podcast? And then I was so excited and she was so excited. And I listened to her talk and it was amazing. Like, it was unreal. Like, there's a beautiful simplicity to her work. So we're not going in, because I think sometimes people think when you're into energy or Reiki that it's outside, it's not for them. But actually, it's for everyone because, you know, we can't, you know, deny, you know, that we are energetic beings. It's the mind, the body, and the soul. And by denying that, you're actually kind of making life a little bit harder on yourself, because it's not one or the other. And she gives really, really simple, amazing tools. And she is going to come on, and yeah, so I'm talking about this. But I'm also going to make sure I have someone on as a follow-up to give you the tools, because I have used, she's beautiful meditations in her book, and it's about like turning off the computer screen. So you know the way we might have different programs running, and anyone who maybe has been listening to this or has been doing their own inner work, you could have a program running, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve this, I'm not good enough. And that could have been running in your system, your internal dialogue, for a very long time. And it might go way back from when you were 7 and something happened with teachers. It could be a really little thing. And one of her meditations in the book is getting a child to kind of turn that off and see what's there. I suppose when you see what's there, you see the magic. You find the magic, because if when you know what's there, you're able to see, well, what do I need to work with? And I have a really, really good example of this, of a child that I would have met in the last few years. And they told me that they said, Kira, I'm really unlucky. And I was like, all right, okay. I said, do you really believe that? And they were like, yeah, I'm really, really unlucky. And then they named out all these things that had happened and why they were unlucky. And I just listened and I said, do you really, really believe that? And they were like, yeah. So again, I was getting them to question, you know, did they really believe this was their truth? And then I just said, you know, all those things you told me about, you know, none of those were your fault. And it was like magic. It was like a magic wand just went, woo. And I suppose I had given them the ability, or had given them that little bit that was not your fault. None of those things, you know, were your fault. And within about 10 minutes, they were like, do you know, I am lucky. I am actually lucky. And they started naming off all the things that had happened to them that hadn't happened to someone else. Whereas that could have kept playing in their life until they're 50, and then things that are happening and they just believe, I'm unlucky, I'm unlucky, I'm unlucky. So it's really, really, really powerful work. And when you can work with children, you can get them through it a lot quicker. And like, as parents, like, you know them better than anyone else. So yeah, I suppose I just wanted to come on and share some of that. And even that lady, like, we met today, and I had read her book. Like, I think I got her book last summer. So just goes to show, like, you know, things happen at the right time, or you meet people. And I know I share this all the time, but I do see magic. Like, things happen to me, and I know they happen to lots of people who listen to this that make no logical sense whatsoever. And the logical part of your mind might try and figure it out and be like, oh my God, I want this to happen. But actually, I know we all know this, and it's really hard. But the more we can let go, put our intention out to the universe, let it go, and just trust. Trust and faith are your biggest gifts in this life. And it was so funny, last weekend I went to Lahinch with two lovely girlies, and I was supposed to meet a lady. Actually, no, I need to go back a bit. So 3 days, I think, before we were going to Lahinch, I kept thinking of this lady that I kind of know through all of this and her kids. And I was like, oh, I need to message her. I was like, I just need to message her. I have a feeling she's going to be in Lahinch. So I sent her a message and then she was like, oh my God, Ciara, you won't believe it. I was thinking of you. So she had been thinking of me and she was like, I was going to message you. And then I messaged her and she goes, we are actually in Lahinch. So I was like, grand. And we were supposed to meet on the Monday. And then she texted like early in the morning and she said, unfortunately, Ciara, we've had to go back. We've left Lahinch. So I was like, grand, no bother. We'll catch up soon. So that was fine. And then on the Tuesday, I had a meeting in Limerick. And I was just lost and I was looking to see where I was going. And then because I was lost, I went the wrong way. And this lady and her lovely daughter literally just walked out of the bookshop. And the two of us are just looking at each other. And she was like, you are shitting me. Like you're actually joking me. And I was just laughing. I was like, see, you know, we were destined to cross paths, even if it was just for literally 3 minutes. And she was like, guess what? And I was like, what? She said she was in the bookshop and she had picked up a book at the Surrender Experiment, which I think everyone has heard me rave on about that like loads of times because I'm obsessed with it. And she had turned to her daughter and she said, that's Ciara O'Malley's favorite book. So the two of us got a right giggle. And I went into my meeting and I was like, yeah, we don't need to try and figure any of this out. We meet the right people at the right time. And, you know, people cross our paths for a reason, a season or a lifetime. And, you know, they might trigger us. They might challenge us. They might grace us with blessings. But there's always something. And we just have to trust. So, yeah. I think that this will actually be a short episode. But yeah, it's so important to know that, you know, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now and there is a lot. So just keep being your amazing self. And if you're in Aldi, smiling at people, saying hello, because it's those little things that make big changes in this world. You know, being kind is the most gracious, sincere thing you can do. And yeah, just being kind to each other. Kindness is so, so, so important. And you always feel really good after as well, you know, and not doing it for, oh, well, if I do this, I'll get something back. Just doing it for the kindness of your heart. So yeah. That's the crack. Sending loads and loads of love. I recently trained in EFT with the amazing Sarah. I'll share more on that, but I would highly recommend doing one of her courses. It was amazing. So yeah, I don't really know. I just still feel a massive call to not do workshops at the minute or one-to-ones. But who knows? Hopefully, maybe during the summer, we might do some beach meditation kind of workshops because I love them. They were amazing with some swims. But that's the crack. Sending loads and loads of love. And you're amazing. You're a gift to this world. And you are needed. And you have purpose.